Some say this event was the spark that created today's FBI. It was a crime that made national headlines and still leaves a literal mark today. We'll dive into the gangster era on this edition of The American Countryside. The stone walls of Kansas City's Union Station still bear the marks of the event that occurred here on June 17, 1933.
There were four government officers and three other lawmen that were taking escaped prisoner Frank Nash back to the Leavenworth Penitentiary. He'd escaped in 1930. They'd caught him down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and so they brought him up here on the Missouri Pacific. They were going to drive him back to Leavenworth because they thought it was too risky to wait an hour for a train to take him back to Leavenworth.
Historian Wendy Thompson shares the story from this Grand Train Depot.
They took him out of the station to put him in a car when some guys showed up with machine guns and opened fire. And it is locally known as the Union Station Massacre. When the smoke cleared, five of the officers and the prisoner himself was dead.
Those who opened fire escaped. But eyewitnesses identified the culprits.
They were notorious gangster Pretty Boy Floyd, his sidekick Machine Gun Adam Ricchetti, and there was a third man who was never positively identified. Pretty Boy Floyd was killed a couple years later in an attempt to capture him in Ohio, so he was never brought to trial for the crime. Ricchetti was captured, convicted, and executed for this crime.
There is some doubt whether the men were actually those involved in the massacre, but the event made national headlines and sparked change in the country.
At that time, there was a small government agency known as the Bureau of Investigation. It was headed by a man named J. Edgar Hoover. Well, the massacre sent him into such a rage, he really made a campaign of lobbying Congress for more power for his men and essentially created the FBI as we know it today.
The walls at the entrance to Union Station still bear the marks from the hail of bullets that June day. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.